Dillard and Wibbs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, our buddy David Lombardi had tweeted 2 hours ago with video of Ayuk, and he noticed it right away. He goes, hey, here's the wide receivers, and Deebo Samuel is at practice for the second straight day and moving smoothly. Also, Brandon Ayuk has moved to a new look with red shorts.
Oh, okay.
That was prior to Kyle Shanahan coming over, pulling Brandon aside, clearly having a discussion about the shorts, followed by Brandon pulling the shorts off and putting the requisite black shorts on and kicking the red shorts aside before returning to practice.
The interesting thing for me is what I saw in the video, which is Kyle goes back for a second time and they have their longer conversation and Kyle walks away. And it seems like Kyle said to him, it's black shorts or it's hit the pike. Shout out Steiny. At which point he pulls the black shorts out of his other shorts. It's not like he dropped the red and the black were already on. He had black compression pants or shorts underneath.
Right.
So the red go down, and by the time the red go down, the black shorts were already on the ground next to him. Fascinating.
Well, it's funny. This video I'm looking at from Lombardi is prior to the whole Kyle Shanahan discussion. He's out there wearing red shorts, and assistant coach comes over and hands him the black shorts.
Oh.
And he tucks them into his pocket.
There you go. In the pocket.
That's, yeah. So it was all, this started before Kyle got there. And I read that as an assistant comes over and goes, dude, it looks like you don't have your black shorts.
Right.
Here's a pair of black shorts. And he grabs them and sticks them in his pocket rather than putting them on.
Right.
And again, if this sounds ridiculous, we're with you. I feel ridiculous having this conversation.
It's not ridiculous.
Well, here's what I mean by that. If we're going to do a few hours of sports radio on someone's shorts, that sounds ridiculous. But again, the context, the backdrop, all of the how we got here, this makes me start thinking about 3 years ago, by the way. And that story's never even really been told. Why did Brandon Ayuk end up in Kyle Shanahan's doghouse coming off an impressive rookie campaign? Why? We still don't know. But here's what we do know. It happened. We also know, and this is sourced reporting from multiple spots, that Brandon Ayuk's behavior throughout the offseason damn near drove Kyle nuts. And the fact that he held in made it worse and was in Kyle's face. And so he can say whatever he wants to a press conference. He can dap him up out on the field. He can blow this one off. Well, yeah, wrong colored shorts. Whoopsie daisy. You can do all that, and that's what a leader would do in this situation to try to put water on the fire. But I don't know, man. We're getting to this is a pretty long list now. This is a pretty long list to me of evidence that Brandon, and I think specifically just Kyle, I don't want to say the whole organization. I don't know what everybody thinks. But this is becoming what feels like almost a Steve Kerr, Draymond Green type relationship where dude, we're going to pay you. We've got your back. We're going to acknowledge you're really good. But my gosh, you drive us nuts a lot. This is what this is starting to feel like to me. And I'll answer my own question. I do think this is a problem.
Well, it depends on how big of a problem.
I think that this is a budding problem for the organization, especially since that contract has already been signed.
Right. The ink is dried and he's getting paid and his money's only going up next year and up and up and up. And so I wonder what the player, in this case, Brandon Ayuk, what his motivation is other than maybe a love of red over a love of black. Because one thing about football is in terms of sports, it's the closest thing to the military. And I'm not saying that the football is the military because it's clearly not. They're playing a game with a piece of leather as opposed to going out there and putting their life, their lives on the line. I'm not saying that it's exactly the same, but in terms of sports, there's 53 guys. There are 46 on game day. There are rules. That's uniformity. And everything is, you know, we're a team. We've got 50 plus, and during practice, there's even more. You got the practice squad guys out there as well. And there are rules, and we're all here pulling on the same rope for the same goal. And that's kind of the idea. And in baseball, it's a little bit different because it's a little bit more like casual and, you know, towel snapping. Well, the pitchers do what the pitchers do. The hitters do what the hitters do. And, you know, based on every team, it's a little bit of a different vibe. The NBA, you got 15 guys, and so that's a much more controlled environment. But in football, it's all about uniformity. And even the league, right? You get fined for uniform violations in games. And so when you get to practice, it's like on day one of training camp, this is what we wear at practice. Black shorts and your uniform and this and that and gloves, cleats, whatever you want to do, socks and all the rest of it. You don't wear red shorts, and he intentionally set about to wear red shorts at practice today?
I mean, first of all, I agree with you, but secondarily, I'd answer it this way. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or whatever, it's what the boss says. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be a company person with that, but like a parent or a boss is able to set a foundation for how we go about doing things. At least they will be if they're able to do their job well. Set a foundation for how we're doing things. And yes, kids and employees and everyone, they will push. They will push to see how far the boundaries move. And once you get that information on how far the boundaries move, stop trying to move the boundaries. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I know some people are like, it's just shorts. And I would argue back the other direction. Right, it's just shorts. So stop. Stop bucking the damn system and just do what you're asked to do.
I got a transcript, boys. Yes. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
It's going to be me playing the part of both reporter and Kyle Shanahan. I'm not going to do accents or anything. Reporter, did wide receiver Brandon Ayuk come out to practice today wearing the wrong shorts? Shanahan, yeah, he did. Good question. Next question, is that punishable? Is that a punishable offense? Shanahan, no. I wish I could wear different shorts. End scene.
Oh, there's more questions that needed to be asked there. How did you feel about that, Kyle? What happened in that interaction that we watched?
Really?
And I don't know. Kyle might have been like, you know.
Right. Or,
he might have Belichicked him.
Well, I'm going to keep that between us and stuff. And, you know.
We're on to New England.
Totally.
We're on to Cincinnati.
But, like, I don't know. Try. Like, okay, yeah, we got it. He did. He came out with the wrong shorts. And what did you say to him? Okay, fine, it's not punishable. But did it bother you? Because it looked, Kyle, like it might have bothered you a little bit. And you obviously told him to change. And maybe Kyle would have been like, I did. I told him to change and he did. Onward. But it's still like, again, dude, you've been here for 5 years.
It's interesting to me that he had already been handed black shorts by an assistant coach who had seen it and said, yo, you need to wear these, and he put them in his pocket, and then Shanahan went over there as if to say, you know, you disrespected the assistant coach who already told you this. Why do I have to come over now? It's like, you know, dad says something, and then you blow it off, and then mom comes in with the heavy hand, and now you're going to do it? What does that make dad feel like? And maybe I'm being a little too personal here.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, my mind is just like, what a... You know,
what are we talking about here on a football Friday? We're talking about garments.
Honestly.
Garments.
Brandon Ayuk has mastered the ability to just perform death by paper cuts with everybody. And that's why we still sit here today and go, oh, come on. He dapped him up. And he held in, and he did the TikTok, and the poop emojis, and the red shorts, and the, sure, any one of them individually, no big deal. Put them all together, and a $30 million per year contract, and now dropping balls.
And dropping trowel. Sorry.
Thank you.
Couldn't resist it.
Put it all together, and I mean, there's something. There's something that's at minimum deserving of a very healthy eye roll, which is what I feel like Kyle feels about Brandon Ayuk right now.
Well, you can roll your eyes all you want, and I think about the bigger picture, which is you had all these things that you saw before you inked him to a contract, and so you really can't be that surprised, can you, that these things are still happening, because you saw an exit interview where he was already, you know, blasting the organization in some ways, and a TikTok and a poop emoji and a hold in and all the other immature things that he did. And now when you see him come out in red shorts, and it's no accident that he put on red shorts, he probably felt like wearing red today.
Sure.
And so he did it, knowing full well that the black shorts is what you're required to wear, but in an immature fashion, you did it anyway.
Yeah.
And you signed this guy to $70 million guaranteed. That's as much on the organization for not seeing this coming as it is on him.
I agree. There was absolutely, and you know this, there was a time in August where I certainly arrived at, get him out of here.
Yep.
I'm out of here. End of summer sales event is on at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV, so stop by or visit FrontierFord.com for incredible savings and drive away in your dream Ford at Frontier Ford or FrontierFord.com. Yeah, your calls on this are around the corner. Is Brandon a problem or not? And Cam Inman, who was there for all of this, joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, look, that is how I feel. That is how I feel. It is why I made the statement on Monday.
Can't do it.
That the station put out on Twitter, and I got called a thing or two about it, and that's fine. But it's why I made the statement on Monday that Juwan Jennings so far this year has been everything that Brandon Ayuk is not. And that was because of the way Juwan acted after the greatest day in his personal career. He wouldn't even speak to the media because he's so upset that the team lost, because he is all about the team.
I want winners.
Brandon's behavior over the last 3 months has been the opposite, my opinion. And we can talk about that. And if you're just joining us, what seems like a small issue, Brandon Ayuk wearing the wrong color shorts to practice today. If you haven't watched the video, it's all over Twitter. Go check it out. Kyle Shanahan is clearly agitated in the exchange between him and Ayuk. So let's talk it out. Our guy who was on the scene, River Island's guest line, Cam Inman, covering the Niners and joining us live. Hey, Cam, how are you?
I am good. I wore shorts to casual Friday also, and I'm allowed to keep them on. So
okay,
good.
But what color, Cam? What color shorts?
Khakis, guaranteed khakis.
No, they're actually a navy blue from Link Soul, the golf company. So they're all good. I'm within the uniform code. I'm good.
Okay, all right. So you're being a team player, but what light can you shed on this, Cam, with Brandon and what will now no doubt be called Shortsgate?
All right. Well, I will say when we first went out on the practice field, and first of all, I do think it's way too big of a deal before I even know what you guys are talking about. But when I first walked on the practice field, they caught my eye, because you don't see guys wearing red gym shorts that drop to the knees on an NFL field. A lot of guys will maybe cut up some uniform pants and have like thigh high shorts. But this was a little bit of a different look, and apparently, it was not the look that Kyle Shanahan wanted, and so they talked it out. And so he played, Kyle played it off as if, you know, he wished he could wear different shorts too, and that's fine. Listen, I go back covering this team 25 years. This is not like Steve Mariucci and Terrell Owens at each other's throat, all right? This is, there are so many other problems and issues with this team, and so the second I got done looking at his shorts, I was looking around to see which players were not there, and Trent Williams was not working out with the offensive linemen. Talanoa Hufanga was not there. You had some major injuries yesterday at practice, and this team is on a two-game slide, and they can't afford to lose three games in a row. And so, I mean, as salacious and wonderful as it could be to talk about Brandon Ayuk's shorts, Brandon Ayuk is in those shorts. He is healthy, and the 49ers offense is better having him on the team.
That's true, but we look at, you know, three games in so far, and Brandon Ayuk's impact has not been as great as Juwan Jennings, and now you've got a situation where he's out there in a different pair of shorts. Where is Brandon Ayuk in terms of, you know, being ready to go and in full stream as a 49er in week four?
Well, I mean, you know, Kyle Shanahan, each week so far into the season has defended Brandon Ayuk. Okay, he's talked about how Ayuk's done really well. He's getting separation, just not getting a lot of, he's not catching a lot of passes. I mean, he got open a couple of times in the last game, and Purdy didn't hit him. One, because Brock was a little confused because the defense sunk so bad. He has not put up the big numbers, but Jones got to look at and understand that Juwan Jennings is getting some action because Ayuk is drawing some attention. So it's not like he's bombing. It's not like he's a disgruntled guy. It's just the nature of football. And the good thing is Juwan Jennings benefited from it really well the other day. Am I concerned with Brandon Ayuk? No. I think this is the same Brandon Ayuk we've seen for the last few years. I know there's a lot of attention that's come on him that he's brought on himself the last few months, which is out of character, I would say. But Brandon's usually a kind of a low-key guy, and it is a little strange that it's been a little bit more attention, but I don't think he was trying to draw attention wearing different shorts today. It is in the mid-80s. Maybe he just wanted to have a different look out of practice. I can't really speak for him because he wasn't in the locker room to speak to us.
Cam Inman with us on Willard and Dibs. Cam, you said this is not Steve Mariucci and Terrell Owens at each other's throats. How would you describe the relationship that you know between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon Ayuk?
I think Kyle wants him as a number one wide receiver. They've paid him accordingly to be one. It's just a matter of he needs Brandon and everybody else on that offense to start clicking better because they are not off to a great start, and obviously they are missing Christian McCaffrey tremendously. Is it on Brandon Ayuk to fill that role? It's on everybody. And Brock Purdy, I think, went above and beyond last game trying to pick up the slack on that offense. Juwan Jennings did too. Brandon Ayuk needs to also. He knows that. I think everybody knows it. So I don't think Kyle is angry at him about his production. I think he just wants everybody to maximize what they can do.
And when you look at the offense right now, where is the breakdown beyond, you know, not having Debo and Christian McCaffrey and Kittle was out in the week three game against the Rams? But where do you see the systemic breakdown right now in the offense, Cam?
Go and pick whatever spot, and you're probably right. You can pick on the offensive line and look at the right side with Colt McKivitz and Dominic Cooney, and they've really struggled the last couple of games, which are losses on the road. Kittle missed last game. That affects them. He should play on Sunday, so that's going to help. Debo missed last game. And as much as Debo doesn't really put up the big numbers he did in 2021, that presence, just the defense has to account for it. And so that's why it's like you can pick on anything you want, but like with this offense, it really is a cumulative effect. And I think Brock Purdy is doing remarkably well considering the circumstances he's put in, week out, without McCaffrey, with the right side of the line that struggled. And now you got Trent Williams with a toe injury. And Kyle described it as a sore toe today. But anytime a lineman got a toe issue or a foot issue, it's concerning, especially a guy with Trent where they ask him to move around a lot on that big body.
Yeah, Cam, I wonder if you could give everybody a little quick idea on what you think the chances are of the questionable players playing. And that goes for Debo, that's Trent Williams, that's now Hufanga as well.
Let's go back to the last time they had a home game, right? It was a season opener, and there was a guy that was questionable. His name was Christian McCaffrey. And next thing you know, he goes on injured reserve, and everybody's wondering if he'll play. And so you got to really take this with a grain of salt. If questionable means 50-50 they play. Talking to Debo Samuel and seeing him out there running today, it looks like he's playing. Now, sometimes when they shut a guy down for a week, they want to slowly integrate him into practice, right? So he didn't practice Wednesday, but he came in Thursday and Friday. So it's kind of like, well, maybe they are just kind of bringing him along, but I got to think he's playing. D. Winters is a guy that's questionable, but he's kind of come in the last couple of games. I think they want him in there in case Devondre Campbell's stinking again, to put him in place, because he also lost Curtis Robinson. So my guess, D. Winters does. Jordan Elliott is a guy who rolled an ankle at the end of practice yesterday. It's called a foot injury. Talking to him at his locker today, he's excited to play a Patriots team that has power rushers. Because of an interior lineman, in his words, you don't want to get juked out of your cleats going after these quick guys going on the outside. He'd rather take on a power back. But I think Jordan Elliott's playing, which brings us to who? Talanoa Fanga and Trent Williams. And I can't speak on either because I don't know how serious Hufanga's injury was, but they obviously, he just got back into action, so I'm glad it was not a knee issue. And then Trent Williams, he was out on the practice field, just not participating in drills, and he had his jersey on. So I would think Trent plays. Does that kind of, did we hit all the questionables?
I think so.
Yeah, did that's you, about right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hufanga, did we get a Hufanga in there?
Yeah,
I think so.
We did. It's only week four. Come back to me in week 18. I'll have like about 35 guys on questions.
Okay, great.
And
looking
the
forward
full
to
list.
It.
And yeah. I guess the big one is going forward is Christian McCaffrey. And are you getting any more of a better feeling having heard Kyle Shanahan talk about an aggressive rehab as opposed to all the speculation we had earlier in the week?
Well, the speculation wasn't directly from Kyle or McCaffrey. So from what I understand is, and what Kyle said, they want to get him, they hope to get him started on his rehab on Monday, which is a great sign. That doesn't mean they're shelving him for another couple of weeks to keep it calm. If he doesn't practice the next couple of weeks, then you understand that. Well, you don't really know what's going on there, because it's a pain issue, and it's a very serious ailment that could impact the guy's career. So they're going to give him time if there's any issue with it. But I think I was a little bit more encouraged just hearing Kyle talk about that. And John Lynch talked about it today also, that they're going to start easing him into a program. So that, to me, that's good news.
Cam Inman is with us on the Niner Beat, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Cam, I'm sorry. I got to circle back to Brandon here, and I'm not vibing with this idea that, like, oh, no, everything's cool, and you know, Brandon's low-key. Like, hold on. Can we not go through the timeline all the way back to year two? He goes to Kyle's doghouse. All off season, we get sourced reports that Kyle is being driven nuts by Brandon's behavior, and then the hold in and the dap up, and now it's the shorts, and there's Brandon admitting that he was a pain in the rear and a trade demand that wasn't actually a trade. I mean, come on. This is like, I don't understand how this cannot be considered a growing problem.
What are you going to do about it? You just signed him to a 4-year deal paying him $30 million a year. You're committed to him. He's committed to you. And you know what you're getting by now, right? This isn't anything new. So it's just a matter of, this just isn't anything they need right now. They need to practice sharp and crisp, because they cannot go and lose to the New England Patriots on Sunday. So I see where it's coming from. And I see where Brandon maybe wanted to do something different. I mean, you can blow it up as much as you want to do. To me, Mark, there's so many bigger issues with this team right now. And it's not that, whatever the relationship is with Ayuk and Shanahan, regardless, he's going to be on the field because he needs him out there for Brock Purdy, because they need as much offensive help as they can to cover for McCaffrey right now.
Just one quick one from me, Cam. Have you ever, in your 25 years covering the team, ever witnessed a wardrobe malfunction of this magnitude?
Now you got me thinking. I think one time Terrell Owens actually came out wearing a Spider-Man mask. That was kind of weird.
Sounds about right.
A wardrobe. I was actually at the Super Bowl where Justin Timberlake had that wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson.
Samsies, yep.
That was a good one. I'm running through my head. You know, there was a center that sweat a lot. That was a wardrobe malfunction. We had to talk to him about butt sweat, and that actually was a story of a day too. So I'll grant you your Brandon Ayuk gym shorts saga for the day. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay,
it's all good.
Yeah, and Cam, I just, you know, and I totally get where you're coming from about, like, we can blow it up as much as we want. And what are you going to do about it? I'm not questioning any of that. Obviously, yes, you signed him. He's got to be out there. By the same token, Like, I know you get all of our jobs. Like, it's not so much what are you going to do about it. It's assessing what they've done. And I'll raise my hand as someone that when we got halfway through August and watched this unfold, I was team trade him. Like, that's where I was. So that's kind of where my head still is, which is you can call it blowing it up. I'm more calling it out. I see that the Niners they've hitched their wagon to someone who is going to, at minimum, continually, like, get under their skin.
But he did not leave the practice field, right?
He did not.
He changed out of his shorts. No. Had he, like, thrown a tantrum and stormed off, then I think this merits a deeper conversation. He switched out of his shorts in practice.
But did Kyle look frustrated to you, yes or no?
I think Kyle has looked frustrated for about 7-8 years now.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. But I mean, with Brandon though.
Well, this is, like I said, he knows Brandon. This is what's kind of come along now. So it's just kind of one of those things. Like, dude, just put the right shorts on. I don't need to take time out of practice right now to talk to you about wardrobe. And he's right. So and I get it. It's all good.
Cam, thank you for the appearance. Just real quick before you go, if you want to plug the book, yeah. I sent it out on Twitter.
Yeah, thank you for that, too.
I appreciate you sending it, and I really think that it is a kind of a catch-all for the newbies and the OGs as well. Congrats on the book.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, that means I want to see the two of you showing up in red gym shorts tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Pleasanton Main Street at Town Center Books for my first book signing. Any wardrobe is allowed.
I was going to say, I don't have any red gym shorts.
Oh, I'll buy some.
Yeah,
just
we're
going to
need to do some shopping.
Yeah.
If you showed up in 49er uniform pants, I would give you a free book.
I think I do have those.
There you have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I do have those. Okay.
Thank you, Cam.
Cam, great stuff, man. Thank you so much.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yep, you too. Cam Inman, our friend on the 49ers. And I get where he's coming from, and that's why I said to you, I feel ridiculous talking about this.
Right?
So therefore, maybe we should adjust kind of the way we're talking about it. It's not about the shorts. It's about the fact that Kyle seemingly is repeatedly, over at minimum over the last 3 to 4 months, if not if you want to go back 3 years from now, he is frustrated with Brandon Ayuk. And look, you're not going to remove the contract journey from this story. It's not possible.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. These things are not mutually exclusive at this point.
For me, it's not about the contract. It's about the player-coach relationship and talk of a doghouse in his rookie year and the contract and now the shorts. And I wonder how much extra energy Kyle Shanahan has had to expend dealing with Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, it's been more than just this incident. Like you said, the hold in, and he had to answer all those questions in the offseason. And I'm sure that Kyle, and as Cam said, Kyle's been frustrated for 7 or 8 years. And it's kind of a funny line because Kyle is, all these head coaches are
sure
predisposed to being annoyed unless you win every single game, which none of them do. But how much has Brandon Ayuk drawn Kyle's attention away from things he should be doing?
Well, I mean, I also look at it a little bit of a different way. You know, is this just the color of shorts that you wear? Okay. Is that a big deal on its own? Okay. How about this? You know, the Niners gave him $30 million a year. So they hitched their wagon, right? All right, what responsibility comes with that? Why aren't we asking that? What responsibility goes to Brandon Ayuk when now you are the second highest paid player on this football team? I would argue in year five, with that salary, hey, dude, we got a couple of rookie wide receivers on the team. I don't know. What do you think about maybe being an example?
It'd be nice.
What do you think? Well, did it ever cross your mind for $30 million a year?
I think about Jordan Poole and when he got paid, and the money that he was going to be paid wasn't actually paid until he became a Washington Wizards. But when he got his contract, it seemed like his demeanor and his behavior changed, and I know a lot of that was because of what Draymond Green did to him when he punched him in the face in practice, but similarly to Brandon Ayuk, okay, you've gotten your bag, you got what you wanted, you're paid in full, you've got 70 guaranteed, whatever the number is, the actual guarantee at signing, you're good, you're made, you're all set. Can we not expect you to come to practice in the correct attire? Am I asking too much? That is where I would be
apparently,
if I was Kyle Shanahan after practice or behind closed doors or John Lynch or whatever the process is. That to me would be the conversation I would have, because all you wanted was what we gave you. You wanted to be paid. And, you know, his guy, TJ Houshmandzadeh, came on and told us he just wants to be paid. Okay, now you're paid. Can you just wear the proper gear to practice? Am I asking too much?
No.
Right. And
no. You're not.
And I don't mean to sound like a parent. You've got three. I've got three. And my two-year-old, I can't really have these conversations yet because, you know, she's in a spot where she can't really, you know, in a mature way. Like, you have back and forth with your children, I know. And it's sometimes it's like, can you just... Well, am I asking too much?
No, and this is classically where I know this conversation is going to go, where people are like, wait a minute, Brandon's, you guys keep talking about parental analogies, Brandon's not a kid. And my response would be like, exactly. So stop acting like one.
Exactly.
Stop acting like one. And then these analogies won't get made. But again, like, it's going to be super easy for half of you to blow this off because individually, each Brandon act is like no big deal. Put all 12 of them together and they are, in my opinion.
I agree.
Especially when you're out there dropping balls.
Well, all that.
Especially.
Right. Yeah. It's funny you say that because, you know, if you have a kid who's a 4-0 student and he's constantly late for curfew, it's like, okay.
You get a little movement,
Can you show, it's midnight curfew and you keep getting home at 12:40 and it's bugging me, but I'm going to give you a pass because you got into Princeton. I'm going to give you a pass. Yeah. You're a 2.1 GPA and you're showing up at 12:40 every night and you're blowing curfew. Now I'm taking your car away.
A lot of people want to weigh in on this, so let's do it.
Come on in, folks.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, I feel like an absolute moron.
I'll do it if you don't want to do it.
Brandon Ayuk wore the wrong shorts today in Santa Clara.
If you just joined us.
888-957-9570.
I can't.
And there was an interaction. Kyle was clearly frustrated. Palms up.
Iguodala.
90-second conversation. Brandon changes shorts, kicks them across the practice field.
Tried to. He missed it like Jake Moody.
Swing and a miss.
Yep. Moody kick.
And then he returned to practice with his required black shorts. 888. 957-9570. Niners got a problem on their hands or not? We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We look forward to talking this out with you. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
Did Brandon come out to practice today wearing the wrong shorts?
Yeah, he did. Good question. No. I wish I could wear different shorts.
You just signed him to a 4-year deal paying him $30 million a year. You're committed to him. He's committed to you. And you know what you're getting by now, right? This isn't anything new. So it's just a matter of this just isn't anything they need right now. They need to practice sharp and crisp because they cannot go and lose to the New England Patriots on Sunday.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I love Cam Inman. He's a great writer, and I can't wait to dive further into the book that he's got coming out. And then with that said, I respectfully disagree with what he said about this situation. When you say this isn't the problem because you're 1-2, you need to practice crisp and win this game. Well, that's kind of the point, isn't it? Doesn't this qualify as not practicing crisp? It clearly does to Kyle Shanahan. He had to take a minute and a half out of his time at practice to go talk to Brandon Ayuk about shorts. And so if this to you, if you're listening right now, Brandon wore the wrong shorts to practice today. There's an interaction between Kyle Shanahan and Brandon, led to Brandon changing shorts and kicking shorts on the practice field today. But if you think this is about shorts, allow me to attempt to make this into something that actually matters. For the better part of at least 3 months, Brandon Ayuk, in my opinion, has not acted as a team player. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. And his personal coach was on our show again earlier this week and struck a tone of, you paid him $30 million, so therefore, it is now on you to feed him the ball constantly. Which resonated to me again as, that's not team thinking. I'm not forcing the ball to someone because of their contract. I'm going to throw it to wide open Juwan Jennings, actually, for 3 touchdowns, 179 yards, and a dude who's so ticked off after a loss that he won't even speak, despite the fact that he had a career day. That's a team player. That's a team player. That's why I think this is a problem.
Well, the word that keeps resonating with me is distraction. And you want to talk about what was a distraction. And again, I'm going to use the parallel in the Warriors season. And the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole incident was a distraction. And it was a distraction the entire year. And it was a distraction because of what happened, the way it was handled, the way that they interacted on the court, and everything else. And Brandon Ayuk has been a distraction going all the way back into March and pre-draft April, where everyone was talking about would they trade him or not. And I actually said back in April, yeah, trade him. Go ahead and trade him and draft his replacement and the rest of it and keep Debo. And all the way through May and June and July, he's a hold in. In August, I'm still holding in. And then he signs and all the rest of it. And you've detailed everything so perfectly about poop emojis, and they say they don't want me, and TikToks, and all the rest of it. He's been a distraction. So then he signs his deal, and then he comes in, and it's like, okay, even you, a guy who said, I'm out on Brandon Ayuk, when he signed, you said, you know what? I'm out on him, but he's a Niner, therefore I'm back in on him to the extent that I love this team.
Yeah, I'm not rooting
against
him.
He's on this team. I want him to do well. Week one, couple of drops, one in the end zone. Okay, he's getting back into shape. They won the game. Week two, not a big impact. Well, you lost to Minnesota. Okay, this is becoming a thing. Week three, 10 targets, 5 catches in another loss, and now he is intentionally wearing the wrong shorts, and again, he's a distraction. This is a bigger problem than, it's not a bigger problem than being 1-2, but this is a problem.
And there's a big difference also, by the way, between wearing the wrong shorts and when the coach comes over and says, change your shorts, you change your shorts. There's a big difference between that and what happened, which is I'm wearing the wrong shorts and I'm going to have the coach come tell me to change the shorts and then not change the shorts and have the coach walk away and have the coach then turn around and come back and get into an interaction where my palms are up and his palms are up and then we talk for a minute and a half and then the coach walks away looking very frustrated and I take my shorts off and I kick my shorts. Those are two totally different things.
Yeah.
Evan Giddings, Jason Dumas, kickoff show Sunday, 2 hours before the start of the game. Hilton Santa Clara is the spot. Join us. Great food, delicious, great drinks, best pregame show in the Bay, as you know. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Jeff in Rhode Island on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I can't believe we're talking shorts on a Friday for football. But I agree with you, both of you guys, and I completely disagree with that writer. This is a huge distraction because it's once again, it's another example of Brandon's behavior. And my problem with him is this team has bigger problems at 1-2. So any little distraction that takes away from getting this team to where they need to be is a bigger deal. And once again, obviously, we know what we have bought into. We've paid the freight for this guy. So, but once again, it becomes, you're making $30 million. You need to be a leader. You need to set examples, not the wrong example. And one other thing, where are the other captains on the team right now? They should be pulling him aside and saying, listen, we got big issues on this team. We need you to step up. be, and once again, here's the word, be an adult, because that's your job. I mean, I work with guys, and we have rules in my company, and my guys need to wear steel-toed shoes. There's always that one guy that wants to complain, but guess what? The rule is the rule, and I think you should maybe some of the players get on them now, because, I mean, I just don't see, like, obviously we're stuck with them, so I was wondering your thoughts on all that.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
I love it, Jeff. Love the call, yeah. Always from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Who is the leader in the room right now? Because right. Not in the room.
Wide receiver room?
Yeah, I'm thinking Debo. About the room.
Debo.
Debo's in the room. He's the leader in the room, but Debo is not really in the room right now. I mean, he's not. The wide receiver room doesn't have a clear-cut, like, OG leader. You mentioned Fred. I can't imagine that any of the linebackers or anybody on the defense would do that when you have a clear-cut leader. And offensively, you've got a baby-faced QB on a rookie deal.
Yep.
You've got your star running back in Germany. You've got the long-haired tight end who isn't really, I don't think he's that kind of a leader. Like,
how about Trent?
Yes, Trent, but, I mean, Trent is probably in the offensive lineman room, and honestly, if Trent is in that space right now where he's going to be able to go to a young wide receiver, and,
I mean,
I don't know the dynamics.
He held out, too.
Exactly. So what are we looking at in terms of the leadership? I do know that in some teams, if you had a more established presence in that room, maybe it wouldn't happen, but I also do think that Brandon Ayuk, what he's shown you is that he's doing things his own way, and immaturity is the first thing I think about when I think about Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and you're right about the dynamics. I don't know how the other players feel about this. I know that a lot of people look at this and go, yeah, see, this is the way the players feel about Kyle. I don't buy it. I don't see that from any other player. I really don't. Doesn't mean that everybody loves their boss all the time. Doesn't mean everybody likes every decision. But I don't know how the players see this. Do they see it as no big deal? Or what have you. But yeah, you'd like to see somebody else sort of like get his ear so that you could be like, look, and we've all experienced this. You don't have to like the rules.
Them's the rules.
That's not how rules are built.
Right.
You don't have to like them. But I would argue that largely within a team concept, you do need to follow them. You do need to follow them. Even the ones that seem stupid. Even the one that seems stupid. And I've had those conversations with bosses or even when I was a kid with parents. I used to try all that stuff that everyone tries. I didn't understand why I needed to make my bed. Mom, I'm just going to get right back into it. Why the hell do I need to make it so that when I get back, I can unmake it? But, right, who wins it out on that? Like, well, great. Fun take, Mark. I said make your bed because that's what we're doing in this house. Okay. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, them's the rules.
You want to wear rainbow shorts? Wear rainbow shorts if you've got a situation where they're like, pick your own shorts.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is not that.
It's not pick your own shorts day. My thing with my parents was, put your napkin in your lap. Why? When I'm just going to wipe my mouth, wouldn't it be easier if I had it on the table? Be a little bit quicker for me to wipe my hands and my mouth, and it wouldn't fall on the floor.
You're like, I'm a boy. My shorts are already dirty, Mom.
Exactly.
They're already dirty.
And yeah, I mean, whatever. You want me to tuck it up under there and then pull it out and it's all frayed? Rules are rules. And this is one where, and I don't, that's why I asked Cam about, in your 25 years, do you remember any other, and I used wardrobe malfunction intentionally, and I didn't know that you both were there for the Janet Jackson, like, is there another time that you remember where there was a player who came on the practice field with the wrong gear on?
I can remember, it was someone I feel like with the Steelers, maybe it was James Conner, when he played for the Steelers, I believe he did something to pay homage to his mother one time and got fined for it. And I remember criticizing the league because it's like, wait a minute, you change their uniforms when it's breast cancer awareness
salute
day.
Salute to service week.
And you just unilaterally do that. And by the way, you don't do that because you're nice. You don't do that to raise awareness. You do that because you're paid to do that.
Yep.
And so then it's okay to change your uniform, but you can't let these players who are putting their bodies on their line write their mom's name on the cleats or something like that. But yeah, the NFL's like, correct, we don't.
Yeah.
And there are rules, and he's fined. So, you can get fined if you want, but Yeah, you gotta follow the rules.
Yeah, especially when it's a team practice where, you know, everybody else is doing what the team asks in terms of wearing the proper clothing, and you come out in a different pair of shorts. And the thing that gets me the most is, all right, he wanted to wear red shorts. So he comes out, and an assistant coach sees him first and gives him a pair of black shorts, and he blows that off. That is the part to me that is even more an issue because, you know, when Kyle Shanahan finally convinces him to put the black shorts on, he has them with him. So basically, what he told the assistant coach was, nah, brah, F you. Thanks for the shorts, dog. I'm putting them in my pocket. I'm still going to wear the red until the big boss comes in. And then now there's an ultimatum, and now you're going to put the black shorts on? So what does the assistant coach feel like in this moment? He got clowned.
Not great.
He got played.
He got dismissed.
He got served, yeah. Is what he did. And I know you don't like that. No, but no,
I love that. He got ignored is what he got.
Dude, for sure.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer.